Welcome to Skin Deep here on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, HUR Voices. I'm your host, Sharon Morton. And as always, I'm really happy to be here and have you listening from all over the world. My guest today is none other than Lateris R. Whitfield. He is a playwright, a screenwriter, and host of one of the world's most popular relationship podcasts called Dear Future Wifey. The globally impactful podcast debuted during the pandemic in 2020, rapidly topping charts and garnering international attention. The Dear Future Wifey YouTube channel boasts a devoted following of over 400,000 subscribers. Lateris birthed the Dear Future Wifey podcast as a transformative tool to heal his own relationship struggles and embark on a profound journey of self-discovery. Today, Dear Future Wifey explores the intricacies and nuances of relationships alongside some of the industry's most notable celebrities, influential personalities, and trending voices who unapologetically share their lived experiences as singles and couples. So folks, you have to stay tuned for this because as I always say, we're going to be doing more than just scratching the surface. Here on Skin Deep, we're talking all about relationships, love, and intention. We'll be right back after these messages with information you just can't afford to miss here on Skin Deep.
Are you ready to unleash your voice at the 2023 SpeakerCon event hosted by executive speaker, development coach, and visionary of SpeakerCon herself, Dr. Cheryl Wood? I know I am. SpeakerCon is coming to the Westin Arlington Gateway and 801 North Glebe Road in Arlington, Virginia from November 1st to the 4th. If you're interested in attending an annual multi-day conference for entrepreneurs, professionals, and leaders committed to making their voice count, then this is the event for you. Find the power in your story and create wealth through your expert knowledge and experiences. Looking to increase your confidence as a verbal communicator? We can help with that. Want to generate six or seven figures through multiple streams of speaker revenue? We have it all here at SpeakerCon, hosted by Dr. Cheryl Wood from November 1st to the 4th at the Westin Arlington Gateway, 801 North Glebe Road in Arlington, Virginia. For more information, visit SpeakerConConference.com. That's SpeakerConConference.com.
The Small Business Report with Carl Brown is your source for vital information to help you start, grow, or sustain your business. You'll hear expert advice from business owners.
Their biggest concern is, can you deliver? Can you deliver on time?
Subject matter experts.
With all these different free resources, there's no excuse.
And government agencies.
SBIR is one of the best kept secrets in government.
That's every Thursday at noon and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141.
Welcome back to Skin Deep on SiriusXM Radio. I'm Sharon Morton. And before the break, I was telling you about my guest, Lateris R. Whitfield, who is not only the producer and host of the extremely popular podcast, Dear Future Wifey, but he's also a cinematographer, a national playwright, director, and he has two Telly Awards and three nominations for the renowned Regional Emmy Award for his work as a filmmaker. Welcome to SiriusXM Radio, Lateris. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
So you've become quite the internet sensation, Lateris. And for those in our audience who don't know who you are, tell us all about you and how you came to be the host of Dear Future Wifey podcast. By the way, I love that name. It sums it all up.
Well, I'm a creative. That's who I am. So I do all things creativity. And I launched a podcast in 2020, April the 15th, at the start of the pandemic. I have a video production company. And I always wanted to get into podcasting, but just didn't know what to say. And so when God instructed me to make me my own client, I decided to launch the Dear Future Wifey podcast. And in doing so, I decided to create this online journal or diary, if you will, to heal out loud.
And so I'm assuming you are looking for your future wife. And tell us what that means for you. Like, what do you know? How do you know what to look for? Because you've been married before, right?
Yes. Been married before. Had a great friendship with my ex-wife, but I want something a little bit different, someone who's more aligned with what I believe God called me to do. And as I've been sitting around talking to different couples, different singles, males and women, I glean a little bit of insight more on what I desire in a marriage. And especially when I talk to people that have been married 30, 40 plus years, I really find that that's a wealth of information to know that they have staying power. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, it as I told you during the break, I've been married for over 30 years, 32 years to be exact, actually 33 years this December.
But congratulations.
Thank you. But it's no crystal stair. It is not easy. It takes work every single day. And as a matter of fact, after 25 years, my husband and I separated for 8 years, and we just got back together last year. And it just the work continues. I've been on a couple of podcasts talking about it because our story is a different kind of story. But it's a lot of work, and it requires, like you say, intention, because we're not the same people that we were 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We're totally different people. So when you begin to look for, you are on your journey looking for that wife, you said your former wife, you had a great friendship with her, but I think that that's a vital part of being married, being friends. So totally. Do you think that's different for you?
No, I think that's really great, but then there's also some aspects that you that one would hope for from a wife standpoint. And so from a friendship, it's interesting because I just closed on a house yesterday, and I had my wife be my realtor. So okay. Again, we have a great relationship. We've been divorced going on 8 years.
Okay.
So I don't think we're going to have the testimony that you and your husband had when y'all got back together in 8 years. But, you know, we're going to leave well enough alone.
Right.
And continue this maintain friendship.
Did you ever think that your podcast would get this big? Did you know that God placed it on your heart? Okay, this podcast is going to grow because it's something that so many people need to hear.
Absolutely not. I had no idea this podcast would resonate with so many people. What's really astounding for me is that it's resonated with people even outside of the United States. I've gotten the privilege to take my podcast to Jamaica and the Bahamas, and just recently got booked to take the podcast to Bermuda. It blows my mind when I get emails and DMs from people from South Africa or the UK talking about the impact of the podcast. I didn't even know what a podcast was when I even launched it. So of course I didn't have no idea about what it is. I'm like, what's a podcast? Like, is that the same as a radio show? And then like, where do people listen to this stuff? Because I never even listened to a podcast before I even launched one.
Right.
And so my whole thing was like, I'm gonna make it a YouTube. I knew what YouTube was. So I said, I'll just make some YouTube videos and create it as a show that I speak to people. And just by a byproduct is take the audio and put it on audio distribution sites. That's right. All I knew. I didn't even look at the ratings. I didn't look at the rankings. I didn't look at anything until about 2.5 years later. And then they discovered at all. And I was like, hold on, I'm number two on Apple Podcasts in relationships. You know, and I consistently stayed top 10 and number one in about a dozen countries. And that just blows my mind because I never had any idea about that.
That is a true blessing right there. You started something that people need. People always want to know how they can do better with love. Everybody needs love. Everybody seems to want to have someone to love them and they love. And they're always listening for any kind of nuggets on how to do that. I was on the Marriage and Money podcast with Egypt, Sherrod, and Mike. I don't know if you're familiar with that podcast.
Yeah, I want to have them as guests.
Yes, yes. They'd be great guests. And my husband.
And you and your husband.
Oh, we would love to.
Yeah.
We went viral on their podcast. That was the first time I'd ever gone viral. I think we got like 40,000, 50,000 views and like 1 or 2 days. It was amazing. But what I found was that people they appreciate the transparency, the truth about marriage. You know, it's not a fairy tale. Prince Charming does sometime leave the building. Cinderella leaves the building and you wonder, who is this person that I married? But I wanted to talk to you about you know, your uncover, discover, and recover love. What does that mean, and why was that important to you? You started the podcast specifically to do that.
Well, after a divorce, I had to discover who I was now. I had to discover, who is this? I'm no longer the guy that could just say I'm single. Now I had to take on the moniker of divorcee. Like, I'm divorced. I've been married before. I mismanaged the heart of my ex-wife. So now this is my story. Then on top of that, then I had to discover what dating looked like in today's climate. When I got married, I was 28 years old. Mm-hmm. Then here I am, single again at 37. So that's a different, that's almost 10 years later. And who is this guy? What does the dating climate look like? How are women seeing guys nowadays? Just a totally different perspective. And so that's the discovery phase. The uncover phase is where I go out after I reach the point of healing, because the first year of my podcast, I wasn't ready to date anybody with intention. I said that I'm gonna have to go through my healing. And then I would, when God told me I was ready, then I would embark upon this quest to find this future wifey. Mm-hmm. And that's the uncover phase, as I go and shake trees and see what kind of fruit falls out, where you begin to date women. You date women and see what they're about, see how consistent they are, and see how consistent I am. You never know who you are until you first get into the dating phase with people. See if they push some of your triggers and see how you respond. See if you are totally healed, because you're only healed based upon you're only healed as much as your triggers, because at the end of the day, your trigger's not being pushed if you're just single.
That's right.
But the minute you start dating people and they start doing stuff, and you know, you dating a woman and her phone is face down, and you like, why your phone face down? Like,
right, right.
So what does that mean? Why your phone on silent every time? See, those were triggers for me after I got a divorce. I had dated this one woman. Her phone would always be face down. Her phone would be on silent, you know, and I'd be like, why would you around me your phone on silent?
Right.
But how are you hearing me call when I'm not? It was a whole different situation.
Yeah.
So those were triggers for me. Then the recover phase is where I recover my missing rib, and we get married and say I do and sell off into the sunset and live happily ever after.
Well, you said, you know, when I was separated, my husband and I were separated. I mean, it was with the intention of getting divorced, but we dated other people. And when we went back out there, it was a whole new world. We got married in 1990. So you can imagine coming into the dating world, the dating scene in the 2020s was just crazy. I mean, you know, my adult daughters were like, Mom, you got to get online to date. I'm like, online? What? You got
to
make
a profile.
A profile? What? It was just crazy. But you really, I always tell people, you really don't know a person until you live with them. I don't care what anybody says. It takes some time to really get to know a person. But you know what? Before we continue and before we go to commercial break, LaTerris R. Whitfield, please tell everybody where they can find you and your podcast.
You can find me on YouTube at Dear Future Wifey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere, Dear Future Wifey, and then on Instagram, LaTerris R. Whitfield or Dear Future Wifey Podcast.
I'm so excited about having you on the show. I know my listeners will be super excited to hear the show as well. I'm hoping, you know, you'll come back. We have one more segment to go, but I'm hoping you'll come back on the show. This is only a half hour show. You have a lot to say and a lot to tell my listeners. So I'm putting you on the spot. I'm hoping you'll come back.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. You got my word.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, folks, you know, it is time to take a break. We got to pay the bills, but we'll be right back after these messages with LaTerris R. Whitfield, host of the wildly popular Dear Future Wifey, right here on Skin Deep on SiriusXM Radio.
Save the date. Join First Home Alliance on Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th, as we host our annual Financial Wellness Symposium and Awards Gala at the Embassy Suites in Springfield, Virginia. This annual event is sure to empower you with motivational speakers, financial literacy classes, workshops, and even yoga. The evening will end with a networking gala that will honor veterans and those who have positively impacted our community. Come enjoy dinner, live entertainment, and dance the night away. Don't miss it. It's the First Home Alliance Annual Financial Wellness Symposium and Awards Gala. For more information, go to firsthomealliance.org. That's firsthomealliance.org. See you there. The 2024 Black Girl Magic Cruises countdown is on. Black Girl Magic Cruises sets sail on August 16th, 2024, following a two-day tour of Rome. Join Black Girl Magic Cruises for a seven-day journey sailing the Italian and French Rivieras. This luxury travel experience includes stops in Florence, Italy, Monte Carlo, the south of France, and Barcelona, Spain. Centered on joy, this Black Girl Magic Cruises moment is designed for fun, exploration, inspiration, and relaxation to ignite your imagination, energize your spirit, and renew your soul. For more information, call 202-384-3985 or register to learn more at blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. That's blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. Black Girl Magic Cruises for all your dream destinations.
And we're back here on SiriusXM Radio with the host of the Dear Future Wifey podcast, Lateris R. Whitfield. Lateris, before we continue again, tell everybody where they can find your podcast, where they can find you on social media.
YouTube, Dear Future Wifey. Dear Future Wifey. My personal IG is Lateris R. Whitfield, and IG Dear Future Wifey podcast, and even TikTok, Lateris R. Whitfield.
Okay.
And anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, Dear Future Wifey.
Sounds good. You do, sometimes you have a guest on your podcast. I forgot what's her name. You told her that you had cheated on your wife. I saw that. And you talked about how you went about cheating on your wife. And I really appreciated your transparency when you were talking to her. I forget, is it Brina? I can't remember her name.
Brini Lee.
Yeah.
From the UK.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, normally most people don't admit to that. And I just thought it was so brave of you to do that and to take responsibility and accountability for your part in the demise of your marriage, because I don't care what is going on. Usually when the marriage ends, it usually has to do with both people. What made you decide to tell that part of your story?
Well, at the beginning of my podcast in 2020, I did an episode with a good buddy of mine, Joey Greco. And he was the former host of the TV show Cheaters.
Oh, yeah.
And so when God told me,
yes.
So God told me, God said, I want you to be transparent and talk about and share that you cheated on your ex-wife. I was like, hold on, God, that was a long time ago. You know, why are we bringing up old stuff? You said you cast my sin as far as the east is to the west. I'm gonna leave well enough alone. We're not gonna talk about that. He said, and at that time, I only had about 500 subscribers on YouTube. It was the first couple of months of my podcast. I said, God, this is career suicide. I got these 500 people following me. Most of them are women. They're going to be like, he's a cheater. Why even listen to him?
Right.
And God said, I want you to boast in your weakness. And I was like, ugh. He said, I want you to be transparent. You see, God can't heal what we won't reveal.
That's right.
And so I said, okay, God, let me go ahead and be transparent. And I did the episode. I sent it to my ex-wife to let her watch it before I released it, because she always told me, even when I wanted to talk about it when we were married, she was like, nah, I don't feel comfortable with you talking about that. And I said, okay. So then, even though we were divorced about 5 years at that time, I said, I'm gonna go ahead and get her approval, let her watch it. She watched it. She said, this is what I admire most about you, is that when you get into your God space, it's just an amazing thing. And she said, thank you for, you know, not uncovering me in the situation and just owning up to what you did.
Yeah.
And I said, yep. And that's what I did. And so I put that in that episode. I talked about me cheating was a lack of integrity, mm-hmm. that I had character flaws, mm-hmm. and I just left it at that.
Yeah.
So then when Brini did the episode, we did an episode on her channel, and she wanted to deep dive into, but why? What led to this?
Right.
Why?
Right.
And I never wanted to expose, like you said, this not, no, I'm not going to talk about my ex-wife, about what I wasn't, what she wasn't doing in the marriage. I just made it more about sex. I just kept it very simple. The old classic, she wouldn't have sex,
right?
Because I didn't want to reveal the real stuff that led to it. And so I said, oh, she just wouldn't have sex, you know, which was an issue that we had in our marriage. Mm-hmm. The lack of frequency of sex.
Yeah.
So I just left it at that.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll just take all the blows and leave it as such. But it was very, very scary, to say the least, to get on the platform and share that. And then now I share it all the time, and I've watched people slide in my DMs, men and women, and talk about how they're struggling with the same issues in their marriage and their spouse doesn't even know.
Yeah.
And so I've had women tell me like they've been cheating on their husband for 5 years, but the husband don't know. Mm-hmm. There's been times where I've walked through people through infidelity. A guy may reach out to me and he'll say, man, you know, what should I do? I said, first of all, cut off whoever you're dealing with. And I know you don't like this advice, but you got to tell your wife. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh no, she gonna leave me. I said, and if she leaves you, it wasn't meant to be.
Right.
I said, but you can't live a lie. I said, you cannot live a lie. Just say it. Mm-hmm. And I said, you got to sometimes tear something all the way down so that God can build it all the way up the way he wants. And I said, because the worst thing can happen is if that woman or some way your side chick or whatever end up telling your wife in the moment where everything is going great with y'all,
right,
and now destroys the relationship anyway. I said, so just go ahead and come clean.
Yeah.
And there's been times where people have me join them in the conversation by way of Zoom or Instagram video.
Wow.
And I'll talk to them. I'll talk to their significant other and be like, man, your husband, you know, wants me to stand in agreement with him and hold him up, and he has something to tell you.
Wow.
And we talk about a lot. That's why I said this podcast is more impactful than I've ever imagined, because I never thought anything like that could happen.
It really is. And for you to stand there and support, you know, the husband or the wife in one of the hardest things that a person has to do, I mean, I just take my hat off to you for offering that kind of support, because I can't imagine. I mean, that wasn't one of the reasons, thankfully, that my husband and I broke up. But I think I would appreciate, and I think he would appreciate, if the marriage had come to that point where, you know, I have to rely on, or he has to rely on someone else to bring fulfillment.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciated that when I saw that episode and how you talked so transparently about everything. So not only is this podcast helping you, it is helping hundreds of thousands of other people. And the testimonials are endless in every comment section on your videos, your social media posts. You know, how does it feel in your heart to have that kind of impact on people's lives?
Well, it's humbling, to say the least.
Yeah.
To know that God has taken my pain and transformed it into purpose, or even better, to take my pain and make a platform with it, it's humbling. I've when I did a live show in Atlanta at Newburgh Church, this couple came, and it was supposed to only be for singles. It was a live podcast recording for singles. Well, this married couple snuck their way at the event. And they said, I had to come just to tell you thank you. And I said, for what? They said, because your podcast saved our marriage.
Wow.
They were about to file for divorce. She was done. She had met some guy. She had met some guy at the grocery store. She was like, listen, I've been waiting to feel like this for the longest. My husband hasn't made me feel like this. And her friend said, girl, watch this episode. Sent her an episode. It was the one with me and David Burris. She watched that episode, and I think she sent it to her husband, and her husband watched it and said, listen, I'm sorry. We gotta work this out.
Wow.
And it restored the relationship. And so they said, our dream is to be on your podcast. I said, let me tell you something. My dream is to have you on my podcast.
Wow.
Because if this podcast helps save a marriage, it's about to get me emotional right now.
I'm telling you that I'm getting choked up.
Yeah,
because that in and of itself is nothing but God, for you to save someone's marriage, for them to sneak in and tell you that you saved their marriage, and for him and her to try to make it work. Because if you establish another relationship with someone and there's an emotional bonding, like it sounds like she had with this man she met in the grocery store, that must have been really hard for the husband to accept. But it sounds like they got through it, and they
got through it.
Yeah.
They got through it. And
storms in marriages, and people need to know the truth that it's not a fairy tale. It is up and down and all around, you know.
Yeah.
I have to get ready to end the show, but when you come back, Lateris, one of the things that I would like for us to talk about is how you were not afraid to go get counseling, to go get therapy. And, you know, we know most times it's the men who, especially Black men, who do not like to go get therapy. They don't want people all in their business. It's usually the women that go. But I wanted to find out from you, like, what kind of advice you would give to men about the importance of counseling, and then talk a little bit about what does love look like for you. And there's so many other questions I have, but we only have a 30-minute show, so I have to ask you the next time you come.
I do want to touch on the last question. I mean, one of the questions about counseling.
Okay.
Because I want to take away from men. Especially a lot of men who were athletes, whether it was in high school or Little League, Pop Warner, or whatever. If you broke your arm, would you have any problem or any qualms going to the doctor and getting a cast on your arm or getting a cast on your leg? Or if you had a concussion, would you tell people, I don't need no doctor to be all in my brain. I'm just going, my head is throbbing, my head is swollen. I don't care. I'm just going to deal with it. You would. 9 times out of 10, you're going to seek medical advice. Well, when you have damage and trauma to your heart, when you have damage and trauma to your mind because you're unpacking childhood trauma or never resolved your father not being present in your life, you need to talk to somebody with professional skills to be able to unpack and unravel all those lies that you've been taught, all the self-loathing that you've experienced throughout the years, but you won't tell anybody, the secret depression that you have, the way that you self-medicate, whether it be with women or drinking or smoking weed or whatever, or even becoming a workaholic. Mm-hmm. You're self-medicating on something. I advise you, I encourage you, brothers, I encourage you, kings, to go get help, to go talk to somebody, and I promise you, it will not fail you. The minute you go talk to somebody, you're going to feel such a huge sigh of relief. And the more you keep doing that, the Bible says, confess your faults to one another so that you may be healed. That's where your healing lies, is in the confession.
Thank you for that. That's so important. And I'm hoping that the men that listen to this show heard that and feel comfortable in going to counseling. And when you talked about getting hurt, you know, while playing football or whatever, I remember my husband telling me when he played football in high school, and I don't know what he did. He did something to his knee or his ankle or something. And the coach said, shake it off, and just kind of sent him back into the game. And all of the guys learned to push down the pain and ignore
yep.
it. And because if they cried or they acted like they needed help or they were in pain, then they were called all kinds of names and they were seen as being weak. And so that's probably one of the biggest reasons why so many men don't speak up and don't go to counseling. They don't want to look like they're weak. That's what my husband told
yep.
me. So,
well, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about that the next time you come on the show. I just want to thank you so much for being here, Lateris R. Whitfield. Tell us again where we can find Dear Future Wifey.
On all socials, YouTube, and anywhere you listen to your podcast, Dear Future Wifey. My personal IG is Lateris R. Whitfield, same as TikTok, Lateris R. Whitfield.
Well, that's it for now, folks. I'm your host, Sharon Morton, here on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, HUR Voices. And I hope that you use the information we provided today to grow your relationships, your love, and your intention. Thank you again to my guest, Lateris R. Whitfield, from the Dear Future Wifey podcast. You can hear this show on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and all of the streaming platforms. And hit me up at skindeepradioshow@gmail.com or check me out at Sharon_Morton on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in on all things that are skin deep.